let's just go in order. Your safety in the fourth round, and just tell us what you liked about him and so forth.
Well, you know, first thing, when you get done with the draft, you're trying to look for some depth and some competition on your football team, and I thought we were able to do that today. I felt good about the guys we did get. You know, what it does, it gives guys a chance to compete against one another. We're a better football team today than we were yesterday, and I thought the draft went well.
You address secondary, Mike. I think you feel pretty good about those guys who can come in here. You just talked about depth and contributing in competition. I mean, those kids are going to get a chance to do something here, huh?
Well, you take a look at Amerson. We talked a little bit about him yesterday, but here's a corner that's got some pretty good speed, good length. You know, he's come up with some big interceptions throughout his career, and he had a couple safeties with Philip Thomas and talking about Rambo, and, you know, two guys that played the free safety position, but also played a strong safety position as well. And we felt like we needed some depth and some competition at those positions. So we helped ourselves out there.
Do you view Bakari as a free safety or a strong?
You know, our safeties are interchangeable. I think he could play either one. He has played either one. I think he's probably more comfortable with the free safety position, but we interchange him quite a bit.
Is it a fair assessment, just to get your take on this? Seemed like, particularly with your after Phillip, the next three picks you made, a couple of guys who were coming off some injuries from Florida State, and then Bakari, who had the two drunk suspensions. If something goes different, whether it's the injuries or, you know, the drug problems for Bakari, those guys wouldn't have been available there. Did you feel like you got maybe if guys that could have been gone a round earlier, maybe if one or two different things worked?
Yeah, sometimes it's not only one round, but sometimes it's two or three or three or four. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, I had a great feeling about our draft. You don't have great feelings all the time. You just miss a guy here or there. We were lucky enough in this draft to get the majority of the guys we wanted, and that doesn't happen very often because a lot of time your position needs just doesn't coincide with the way guys come off the board. So overall, I was pleased.
Just following up on that, not filling some of those maybe position areas that I guess we all thought, maybe fans thought you needed. Is that a concern for you, or is that something that you feel can be addressed pretty quickly here via undrafted free agency?
Well, you're going to have to tell me what the fans are looking for, plus yourself, so I can. Well, you know, you've got so many draft choices, and you know, take a look at the depth of your football team. You can take a look at the offensive line. I think we address that a little bit in free agency. You have to have guys, when you do draft them, you think they're going to make your football team. If not, you just don't add bodies to add bodies. So I felt pretty good about that. Inside linebacker position, you'd always like to have depth there as well. Well, we got some pretty good players there. Like you said, there's always a number of guys that we have draftable that we'll try to sign over the next hour, hour and a half. A lot of times those guys become part of your football team as they have in the past. So we've still got a lot of work to do after the draft. We got a number of guys targeted, a number of guys that we have draftable that will add to our football team and add depth.
What jumped out at you about Philip Thomas when you're watching him on film?
A lot of things. You know, he's great job adjusting to the football. A lot of interceptions. That was one key. The next key was he wasn't afraid to hit people. So he would support the run, had a good feel, played a lot of different coverages that we play. And when we did meet with him, he was very quick mentally, and we think he'll adjust very quickly to our system. Very similar system that he ran in college that we run.
Mike, given the complexities of playing safety in the NFL, I mean, is it too much to ask that a player like Philip Thomas might be able to, you know, get enough done in training camp to be a starter early on in the season?
Well, I think that's, you know, that's what you expect. That's what you're hoping for. It doesn't always happen that way. If they can't start, you're hoping eventually they're ready if we do lose a player or they can help on special teams. But, you know, some guys can pick things up fairly quickly. I think for a guy like Philip Thomas, it would be a little bit easier because he ran a very similar system to what we have. So he might be able to help us a little bit quicker. But you never know for sure until they get out here and start working out. But we feel very good with the guy we signed.
Mike, at this point, who would you say is the first-string safety opposite Brandon Merriweather?
Oh, I don't know. You know, that will play out in time. We got a lot of guys competing, and that's what you like. We've talked about this from day one. We love competition. when you got competition, it doesn't matter if you're a first-year player, second-year player, or a 15th-year player. You know, you got to go out there and you got to prove it every day, every game, each week. And to me, when you got healthy competition, it gives you a chance to get better.
Along those lines, I don't know if we asked you about Jordan Bernstein's status coming back from his knee. Where is he in that rehab right now?
Well, Jordan's working out extremely well. I mean, he had a very serious knee injury, and he's bucked the odds already coming out, where he's ahead of where the doctors thought he would be, and that's a big plus for him. Gives you an idea on how hard he's working. Will he be ready first day of the season? I can't tell you for sure, but he's made drastic improvements from a year ago.
When you said first day of the season, you mean training camp, or you mean?
I'm talking about, you know, once we go to camp.
Mike, where would Brandon Jenkins be if he had played all of last year? Where did you guys view him?
You know, you never know for sure, but we had him ranked fairly high anyhow. And then when he was there, we couldn't pass him up. You know, I thought he was, you know, last season he played extremely well. You know, what he won in the first round, second round, I really don't know, but, you know, he was impressive.
What did you see, like, scale-wise in Bakari?
I'm sorry?
In Rambo. What did you see skill-wise that you like about him?
Yeah, just the way he played the game. You know, you can tell he's a tremendous athlete, former quarterback. You know, just a guy that has a lot of intangibles, made plays all over the football field, and I think his game will just get better and better.
What were some of the things that he told you about the drugs, you know, related problems to make you feel like that isn't a concern anymore?
Well, we do a lot of, you know, background check. We talk to these people quite a bit, not only him, but coaches, head coaches. And so if we don't feel very comfortable with somebody, you know, we don't sign them, and we feel very comfortable with him.
Do you view Chris Thompson as a player who can be a change of pace back, maybe be a complement for Alfred Morris?
Yeah, I think Chris is a guy that could excel in the nickel. I mean, against nickel defenses, he could be that third down back. He's got great hands. He's got great elusiveness. You know, average, you know, well over 7.5 yards a carry, you know, his last year. But he's the type of guy that I think can do it all. And you'd always like to have a couple backs that complement each other, and I think he'll complement a lot of our running backs and what they do.
And what did you like about Jamison?
Jamison is a guy that I thought would be gone much earlier. You know, we weren't really looking for that running back in that seventh round. But when he was there, we just thought he was too good to pass up. You know, very similar to different players we've talked about in the past. When a guy's in the seventh round that you have ranked much higher, we thought he could do a lot of the same things. Not only could he excel in the nickel package, but he could be a first-down runner as well. You know, he's only 5 foot, a little over 5'7", but he's well over 200 pounds, and he's had some big runs in his conference throughout his career.
The three DBs you guys drafted finished in the top two at interceptions, different times the last 2 years collegiately. Coincidence, or, I mean, these guys that share, you know, whether it was Amerson and Rambo 1-2 in 2011 or this past year.
Well, you know, we've talked about turnovers since I've been here. You know, usually the team that excels in turnovers, they win championships. If it's not Super Bowls, it's, you know, getting into the playoffs, and that'll always be an emphasis on offense and defense. And, you know, these guys have come up with a lot of turnovers, and one of the reasons they were drafted where they were.
You talked about often sometimes in drafts the needs don't coincide with what happens to be on the board, and you seem to indicate that this was one of those years where it did work out. And it's also, I think, the first draft I covered in many years where there was no trades whatsoever. So those two go hand in hand, the fact that everything was there more or less where you wanted it, when you wanted it, and you didn't need to make a deal.
Well, that's a good observation. You know, a lot of times a guy's not there, and you move back, you know, 5-10 picks, and you pick up an extra pick. And, you know, this year when it was our pick, we had a guy in mind. That guy was available. It doesn't always turn out that way. And sometimes you do move up. But we didn't feel like we had enough draft picks to do that, and we needed to fill a few holes, and we were able to do that.
Did it feel weird not to take an offensive lineman? That seems to have been your MO through the years.
You know, it really didn't, but, you know, when we first got here, you know, we needed depth in the offensive line and defensive line. Going into this draft, I thought we had depth at both, at the defensive line and the offensive line. And you take 10 or 11 guys that you feel can compete for a position on your offensive line, you got some great competition. That's what you look for. Same thing on a defensive line. Anytime you're three or four deep and you've been working on that for a couple of years and you're able to keep those players, you know, it's really healthy competition. So I think we'll get better as a football team.
Mike, when you consider all the players that you added to the secondary at this point, is there any one particular thread that ties those guys together that you really feel like you needed to add to that group, whether it's the interceptions in college or anything else?
Well, you're always looking for guys that can catch the football. But you're looking for speed. You're looking for a safety position, a guy that's physical, a guy that can catch the football. But more importantly, I think we got a little bit more flexibility. You get a guy like Biggers, a guy like Amerson. You know, we got the flexibility with a guy like D. Hall, a guy like Josh Wilson to work inside as well. So we still got speed on the outside, a little bit more flexibility inside with our nickel and dime packages combined with our two new safeties and the possibility of Brandon Merriweather coming back full speed, is Tarnar Jackson. But Pugh, Murphy, we got a lot of guys that are competing. That's what gives you a chance.